So what's the first topic? Y'all are horrible at this.
Okay. Whoa. Now let's really start. So on the count of three, we'll say welcome to X's and O's. Or okay. Is that gay?
That's gay.
Oh, damn.
But I'm down.
All right. One, two, three. Welcome to X's and O's. Okay. We're keeping that. And just to highlight that we are so offbeat, I want to keep that in our introduction forever.
No. Okay, so let's try this again.
All right.
I thought the whole three duo thing, though, because that sounds like...
No, I liked it. I liked it, and that's all we're doing.
Okay, let's go. All right.
Ready? One, two, three.
Welcome to X's and O's.
Alyssa, are you here?
As I am.
Yeah, for sure, guys. That was a great...
How about one says welcome and the rest say X's and O's? How about that? Because we can't catch up on welcome.
Yo, this is a 7-minute podcast so far of us just saying, welcome to X's and O's.
We gotta get this right.
I'm fucking legit gonna pee in my pants, fam. Okay, this is last time, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to... X's and O's. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Our first topic of the day is how Alyssa can't freaking say shit out loud.
My bad. Welcome to X's and O's.
Thank you.
Okay. I like that. That was kind of hot.
Ooh.
Is that what we're doing?
No.
Okay. I just want to make sure I read the vibe right.
Okay, our first topic since we started it is OnlyFans.
No. That is the topic for the night, but that's not the topic we're going to start with. The topic we're going to start with is, do you guys think that guys can make it out the friend zone?
Personally? Hell no. No, I'm just kidding. No, yeah. I think so.
Okay, but honestly, I disagree. Because I feel like it depends. Like, there's a whole bunch of, like, things that need to be checkmarked first. Because if I'm putting you in the friend zone, why did I put you in the friend zone? Like, you must have done some stupid ass shit. Or you're ugly as hell.
or you could have just been a good friend to start with. And then, you know.
Yeah, but like, why would I initially befriend a man? Like, let's be for real. Like.
Okay, but before you answer that, though, like, do you guys believe in girls being friends with dudes? Like, just strictly friends?
No, I think it's doable. But like, listen, at the end of the day, the dude is always going to
match.
Yeah,
but things always get messy.
Like, no matter what.
I think
men inherently want to smash anything. So, like, especially somebody that's, like, real cool, chill, like, you're my friend, I'm definitely going to fuck with you. You know what I mean? So, I feel like from a female perspective, we can definitely thing, you know? But I think for men, there's definitely, like, an inherent sexual nature that comes out.
Oh, 100%. Because we're just, like, what's it called? Like, we're just naturally, like, very loving and caring as, like, women. So, I feel like for us, it's definitely not hard. But for men, I feel like there's always going to be, like, feelings, like, you know, no matter what.
So do you think they can make it out the friend zone?
I think honestly, they can work their way up.
I think so, too.
I don't think so. I feel like once I write you off as a friend, I'm not sharing. Like, I'm sharing secrets with you. Like, I'm telling you, like, you know, I'm telling you some stuff that I share with my girlfriends sometimes. You know what I mean? Because sometimes you need a male perspective. That's what guy friends are good for. You know what I mean? So I feel like once I share like that friendship side with you, I definitely don't want to date you because now there's no element to like of surprise. You know what I mean?
But I feel like your man should be your friend and you should be doing that.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. Like my man can become my friend.
That's completely separate.
Yeah. Because my man can be my friend, but like he starts as my man first, and then we become friends, you know.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you and your man break up, you can't be friends. It's really difficult for you to become friends immediately. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like over time, though, like when you, especially like for us, well, I mean for me personally, like I feel like if I have to like you first in order for you to become my friend, and then like I look at you both as like a friend and as like a lover. I can't be like, I've been friends with this person for like 8 years, and then I'm starting to look at you as like a boyfriend.
Hell, differently. I don't okay, think I no, yeah. That. Yeah, no, for yeah. sure.
I don't think I could do that. Because for that 8 years, I fucking looked at you as like a friend.
As a brother.
Like a brother, exactly. And I can't look past that. It would just be too fucking weird.
Bad.
You know what? That is so true. Like, you look at your guy friends like brothers. Like, there's, yeah, that's. You got yeah, a point and, there.
But our guy friends will never look at us truly like sisters. They might treat us like, you know what I mean, respectfully at times or whatever, but if an opportunity arises, they're taking that shit.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of guys, though, especially nowadays, they think with their pee-pee. And,
yeah, they're taking that shit.
So I feel like they, I mean, at some point, they probably, you know, thought of you as more than a friend for sure.
100%.
But I do agree with Alyssa as well. Like, it is... Or you, I don't remember who said it. I think it was Alyssa or you. I don't know.
Well, it had to be one of us. There's only three of us.
I think it's like, it's doable. It's doable 100%. Like, yeah. For you and a guy to see each other just strictly as friends.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of guys out there too that will literally just look at you strictly as friends. 100%.
Yeah. Oh, somebody joined.
What's up, yo?
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, sorry.
I'm at work though, so I'm like leaving a bit.
It's my friend. Did you miss me, twin?
Miss you, twin.
Introduce each other, guys.
You miss me.
Hey, you remember me, that one?
I got you. Always.
Okay, back on topic.
So, what y'all talking about?
Ten guys make it out the friend zone.
Yeah. 10 guys made it out the friend zone.
Yeah.
This doesn't make sense.
you don't know about that. You know why? Because I bet you nobody has ever friend zoned.
I'd be friend zoning.
Hell,
yo, what?
Wait.
I'm just spitting face.
Answer a question then. Can a girl make it out the friend zone?
Can a girl make it? No. If I don't want to, no.
Okay.
So, my man. Then,
like, you're missing the freaking question. Is it a possibility though that like if you were friends with a girl for like let's say a year, 2-3 years, right? And like
Nah, that's weird.
Okay, okay.
3 years after we start fucking, nah, that's weird. Why are we waiting 3 years?
No, my god, no, you pissed me off. How do you fucking get somebody out?
No, what?
No, said, listen.
Why would I wait 3 years to fuck?
Hey, I'll be right back.
That was the most on fucking brand answer.
The biggest guy answer on planet Earth.
On brand, bro. He did not skip a beat. He made my point so fucking valid, and I fucked with him for that.
No, but honestly, I don't know. I agree with him, like, the certain aspect, like, but that means he looked at this chick from the get-go, like, a long time. Like, I'm kind of smashed. Like, not as a friend. Because if he fully saw a chick as a friend, like, how we, I don't know, but then again, like, girls and guys are completely different, too, in the way they think and, like, our mentality towards certain things. I feel like it's a lot different. Guys go into, like, talking to girls, like, I mean, not in every scenario, but I feel like majority of the time, especially on where you're meeting these guys, like the, you know, what's it called? The atmosphere that you're meeting these people, I feel like that has a lot to say about it.
It does.
If you're making friends at the club, they're definitely not wanting to be your friend. They're either trying to sleep with you or trying to get with you, your friend, whatever. But,
That's the same thing you can say about the people that you date. So I feel like you have to have standards regardless. You know what I mean? But like, if I see a guy and within, like, you as a woman automatically know if this is somebody that's going to
be. Sorry, I had the customer. What's y'all talking about?
I feel like you automatically know within like the first 15 minutes whether this person is going to be in the friend zone or not. Just from the first conversation, you know you're going to put this person. This is the friend. 15 minutes.
15 minutes.
Maybe.
No,
maybe
I give people time.
No, yeah, like maybe a couple days or like.
Yeah.
No, I give them 15 minutes. In the first 15 minutes, if I'm not attracted to you, you're definitely in the friend zone. You're definitely in the friend zone.
I mean, at some point, you're right. Because if I'm not attracted to the person in the first sight,
okay,
why would I come back?
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. You already know in the first 15 minutes.
Because everything happens in the first time you see that someone, you know?
That's based off looks. That's based off looks, obviously, like in the
first. Well, that's how you drive a freaking relationship. Who says I go after heart?
It's like the 15 minutes, bro. I'll know in 3 seconds.
If I always give them 15 minutes because I'm like, what if I like the way that they move? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what? Their expressions, like their body language. Yeah, like,
that's different.
I mean?
That's different, though. Like, sometimes I'm sorry, I'm not about to base like a relationship based on looks. Like, of course, it's not. That's gonna. I'm sorry. Looks gonna take 15 seconds for sure.
We had this conversation.
Let's not lie to ourselves, guys. Let's not lie to ourselves, though.
Okay, but like, let's be for real here because I could. You get with the ugly guys, and the ugly guys still make you cry. So why would I want to be crying with an ugly guy when I could be crying with a hot guy and call it a day? Like, at least I had something fun to look at. You cheated on me? Oh, freaking well. It makes sense. You're really fucking hot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what can I say in those situations? But you date an ugly guy, you give him a chance, and then he makes you look like a fucking clown. That shit's wild to me. Like, why would you cheat on me? I'm literally the best looking thing you've ever had, you know?
No, it's all about personalities.
Yeah, whatever. You'll grow to love somebody's personality, but like...
No, I agree. Personality is a big thing for sure, but I feel like looks have to do with a lot of things as well. Because I'm sorry, but I totally agree with that whole physical attraction bullshit. Like, if you're not physically attracted to your partner, you're not gonna get bored. You're gonna get bored in like a good maybe hour.
Yeah, it's not gonna work.
Yeah.
Yeah, your personality can only take you so far in life. Like, those you
okay,
can check
percentage
off
wise though? Percentage wise, all of y'all. Okay, out of 100, right? You have to split it from that 100. If you personality look wise and dress and talk.
Okay. So I would say look wise, it's about 70%.
this guy's gonna be a freaking airhead, bro.
Yo,
guys are better humble. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay, you can be fine and humble. Okay, you can be fine and
that's
humble.
Hard as hell, bro. That's just hard as hell.
I'm willing to find it. I'm willing to take my time. So yeah, I would say looks are about 70%.
Mm-hmm.
I would say. What was it? The way they dress?
Yeah, like dress and talk. Like,
okay, so I would be like 15 and 15.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's 100%.
Yo, you missed the whole personality side, bro. What
the hell? She said I'm not giving a fuck.
100. Where's your personality,
bro?
No.
Honestly, like, I feel like I would do either 40.
Look, the people with the best personalities will always break your heart more. Like, honestly, let's be for real.
Nah, but what if y'all click and they have a good ass personality? And
I don't want that. That's
clicking,
scary.
And then there's unclicking, fam. If you unclick with this person, like you guys don't get along. Like, personality is A1.
Yeah.
But like, you know, you just have to let each other go. Like, the rest of the maybe 80%.
Okay. You're saying like your person though. What would you choose their percentage, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this person is my person. I
who the hell is moving buses, bro?
You're
on a train track?
Karina, I fucking hate you, bro.
But personally, for myself, I feel like look wise, like attractive wise, like percentage for me is.
He's literally moving an 18-wheeler right now.
40, because I feel like you can at some point, I'm not gonna lie, let's just put myself in a scenario.
You what?
Past experiences, wise. I feel like the personality kind of covers that part of it. I feel like I can get past the look. You just can't be butt ugly, bro.
Wait, I didn't hear quack you said.
I'm saying, like, percentage-wise, like, for a attractiveness in a guy, for me, is at least 40%.
That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, yeah, 40%.
You guys are really nice girls.
I mean, you can't be butt ugly, but if you're like a little bit like ugly, then that's fine.
Because
then
those little bit ugly ones are the ones that get you, because you put your guard down.
Ugly is only 10%. Ugly is only 10%, and their personality makes up for it. You know?
Nah, but I'm a bit of a how you dress person. I look at how you dress because that kind of tells you.
Dressing is not like physical. I mean, it is physical appearance, but that's like a different. That like that can change.
100%, but I feel like it kind of sets me. I'm not gonna look at somebody that's like good looking, but dressed like a straight up bum.
Okay,
like, that is kind of like okay. This guy literally works at a train station.
Facts, man.
Why is he even still on, yo?
He's not even talking.
Yo, kick him out, fam.
Kick him out.
I don't know. Is there a way? You're the leader.
Ahmed.
Hello. Ahmed. What's up?
Yo,
no, we got this all over again, right?
Y'all want me to leave?
Oh, you work in a train station? Are you picking up people? What's going on?
Oh, is it noise in here?
Yeah.
Oh, my bad, y'all.
No, okay, I'm. Quiet as hell.
I just record that. I'm gonna hear it later.
I thought we were in a library.
Oh, we did. Anyways, yeah, I'm. I feel like 40%, 20, nah, maybe like 15 on the dressing and how you talk, and then the rest personality for sure.
I guess I don't know. I'm gonna stand firm on my 70% in looks. I will go 15% personality and then 15% how they dress and stuff, because that's important too.
Yeah. Cause I don't know, but like, let's go back to on topic, like the whole friend zone bullshit. You have to have done something to be in the friend zone, like.
I can kind of see that.
It just depends, though, because if you have all these attributes, bro, and I'm just friend zoning you, am I dumb or am I blind? It has to be one of those, and I'm neither one. Death, but that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like you automatically know almost instantaneously whether you're gonna friend zone somebody or not, or at least I do. You know what I mean? I just feel like I'll know like within the first couple minutes, and then as the conversation goes on, then I can kind of possibly see while it's so early enough. Like, all right, can you hop out the friend zone or not? Like, is it possible? Because there are those one-offs where somebody's personality really does make you look bypass their looks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's a case-by-case kind of thing. But, like, the general speaking, like, probably not. Like, you can't make it off the friend zone.
Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, now I can hear you so much better.
Yeah. Okay.
But, no, honestly, I feel like it depends. I feel like if it's like a fresh relationship, like friendship, then yeah, you can definitely. But the whole like 3 year thing that you're talking about, yeah, that's gonna be difficult. Like for sure, that's a no.
Yeah, because if you're in the friend zone for that long, like bro, just take a nap there because you're not getting out anytime soon.
She said, take a nap. Man, just build your house. What do you mean?
No, fact, go to bed, bro. Because this is not happening. And so I feel like it just depends on the time frame as well. Because if you've been friends with somebody for like, I feel like even 2 years plus, then nah.
Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah, then nah. Because I've already made up my mind. Because in that whole year of me putting you in the friend zone, like there's still a slight chance for you to get out of it. But if it goes past that year, then hell no.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, there's a general consensus, I'll put it. So with that being said, how about your like perspective on hookup culture?
Okay, now is Alyssa working at a freaking train station?
No, she's at the
No. It's not y'all are echoing.
I think it's because you're the only one with AirPods.
And the same thing was happening.
I took mine out.
The only one echoing.
Me?
Alyssa.
Yeah, it's Alyssa. Y'all talk? Are you driving?
No, fam, the same stuff is happening.
George is hearing Golda talking, fam.
Yeah.
hookup culture?
Sam, give me more on that.
Can we re-record?
We're gonna have to, because what the hell is
this? Is really embarrassing. Yo, Evan just called us fake ass people.
I'm done.
Okay, let's re-record.
We'll restart
at 25.
Oh, yeah, wait, hold on.
We're gonna end this one and start a new one.
Okay, yeah. Hold up.